Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. It is a Friday. We have a lot to discuss. Live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. Jordan Schultz for J-Mac today from Bleacher Report. He is an NFL insider, and we loved having you on a couple weeks ago. You crushed it. We're having you back. This is an interesting time of the year. So draft, everybody. Now, a lot of the stuff out there right now, Jordan, is false information. People are throwing stuff out there. You know this. I remember years ago Mel Kiper telling me he never got more manipulated than the last week before the draft. Everybody's sending out stuff. NBA playoffs have already sort of begun with a play-in tomorrow, Lakers, Nuggets. So you picked a good time to come back to the show.
I'm thrilled to be back. What did Bill Belichick say? It's not until the final 12 hours that you really get the actual information that matters that's correct. And that can still mean you're getting manipulated the final 12 hours, but that's when the best information comes out. So until then, it's lying season.
Yeah, lying season. So LeBron James and the Lakers, primetime tomorrow night, start their series against Denver. So, you know, Denver's the preemptive favorite. They swept the Lakers last year in the Western Conference Finals. So when I suggested a week ago, you know, maybe the Lakers could rest LeBron AD in that first game and, you know, end up facing Oklahoma City, who they match up with really well and had beaten several times this year. Instead of Denver, oh, Colin, you can't duck. Yeah, you can. You can do that. There are better matchups. But it wasn't just about losing the series potentially to Denver. It's about the repercussions of losing the series to Denver. LeBron has options after the year, and right now he's easily the team's best playmaker, like easily. So LeBron's career has always been under a microscope. We all know that. So he gets swept by Denver, and then he gets swept again by Denver. And D'Angelo Russell again has a mediocre to bad series. What's the fallout for the Lakers? What's the fallout for LeBron? Because Denver's not going anywhere. They're still pretty young, a lot of players in their prime, and I think Jokic is actually getting more efficient. And LeBron, if they get swept or lose in five, is going to say to himself, oh, let's see here. We don't match up. We can't beat them. They have more players in their prime. I'm getting older. What's the fallout for that? He's going to say to himself, I need a new coach. Start over again. I need new teammates outside of AD. So Oklahoma City would have been different. If you beat Oklahoma City in a 6-7 game series, regardless of what happens after, there would be hope. There would be optimism in a year that ends and LeBron has options. LeBron would be saying, we can live with Darvin Ham. I like this roster. Maybe move D'Lo. We just need tweaks. That's a different offseason. than getting swept again or losing in five to Denver. And now, the upside to getting whacked by the Nuggets is it may force Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss to absolutely have to go get Trae Young for Atlanta, regardless of what you have to give up. So there is a ray of sunshine if you get clobbered, and I think the Lakers match up with Denver, but I don't see him closing out games in this series. But there's going to be repercussions here if you get swept again. And LeBron's got all sorts of options. And Draymond Green loves him and hangs out with him and vacations with him. And Steph Curry and Klay Thompson could certainly use another KG veteran to score 24 points. Steph needs somebody next to him that consistently can score 23 to 24. Yeah, I think that's LeBron. So it's not just facing Denver and losing again. What are the repercussions of that? I think they're substantial, with the only good side being you get whacked and Trae Young is absolutely a Laker next year because Jeannie and Rob Pelinka know LeBron will put the heat on him. That's what he does. So as the draft, the lying season, as Jordan calls it, George Payton told The Athletic, great subscription service, that the Denver Broncos may move up and take a big swing. And, you know, it's interesting about the NFL. It's such a situational league. So we all knew this. You know this too. Most of the time, Andrew Luck being an exception, you're about as good as where you land. Do you get the right coach, the right coordinator, the right O-line? You're as good as where you land. Virtually nobody can overcome nonsense. So that's very true, and we all know it. But here's something else. Even if you're a great coach, you have to get a top quarterback or you get fired. Pete Carroll loses Russell Wilson in his prime. Pete Carroll before Russell Wilson in his prime, been fired three times. Andy Reid got fired. Bill Belichick went from GOAT to inept. So not only do quarterbacks have to land in the right spot, coaches have to get the right quarterbacks or they get fired. So we know Sean Payton's a good coach. So think about this. Not only were the Saints 3-13 before he arrived there, but the New Orleans Saints had one playoff win in 39 years before Sean Payton. He arrived in 15 years. They won the division half the time, seven times. We know he can coach. He's probably the best play caller with Andy Reid in the sport in a decade. But when he took this Broncos gig, and I remember it because he and I were talking a lot, and then all of a sudden he wouldn't return my calls, so I thought, okay, he's taking a gig. And it was Denver, and my first thought was, ooh-wee, there's a lot to unwrap with that job. It's not your GM. You got a new owner. O-line's a bit of a mess. Andy Reid, Mahomes in the division. And what do you do with that Russell Wilson deal? Yeah, that's a lot, right? And we know he can coach. Seven division titles, 15 years. Saints were 3-13. Sean arrived. Division titles followed. They were the laughingstock of the league. Not for a year. For 39 years. They couldn't win when they had Archie Manning, who was more athletic than Peyton and Eli combined. So now it's 1 year later for Sean Payton, and here's where we're at. $67 million in dead cap money, and the only way they can get a top two to three quarterback is to give up massive draft capital. That's where they're at. Oh, by the way, Justin Herbert just got Jim Harbaugh. Mahomes still has Andy Reid. This division now looks like it's as good as anything outside of the Raiders. So, you know, it's funny about Sean Payton. There's no question he can coach. But think about the two best job openings. You can usually see what's a really good job opening. In the last, let's say, 8 to 9 years, what have been the two best job openings? Aaron Rodgers in his prime, Matt LaFleur gets it. And then the Cowboys were a really good roster, and Mike McCarthy got it. Well, what did Matt LaFleur do? 13 wins. Well, what did Mike McCarthy do? 12 wins. So you can see what a great job is. That's why everybody, including Vegas, DraftKings, is saying, yeah, the Chargers over-under is about 10.5. They're going to be really good really fast. They got a left tackle. They got a quarterback. They got two edge rushers. Right? Like, you can see they got draft picks. You can see the good jobs. This was not a good job. Now, Peyton's brilliant, and the Saints were in much worse shape than Denver. And the dead cap money for the Broncos is only for a year. And they got a few third-round picks and a couple fives. Yeah, they don't have a second-round pick. They got to get another weapon. They don't have enough weapons. Raiders right now have better weapons. They need more weapons. They got to get a quarterback. My take is that Sean is going to go sort of revert back to, after a difficult first year, what worked in New Orleans. Well, what turned it all around was Drew Brees. And the one quarterback in this class that feels like Drew Brees to me is Bo Nix. Little shorter than you'd like. Not a gun, not a howitzer as an arm. Lot of college starts, super productive, won a lot of games, super dedicated, and moves better than people think. So my prediction is Denver will either stay at their spot and get a Bo Nix, maybe a little bit of a reach. Maybe they move up one or two spots to get a J.J. McCarthy. But it does illustrate, once again, it not only is about where do you land as a quarterback, but even as a top coach. If you don't solve the quarterback thing, you're done. And, like, this is a good quarterback draft, and next year's not a good quarterback draft class. So Denver's in a very precarious situation with a great coach who took a difficult job, and this is how hard it is. That Herbert now getting Harbaugh changes everything. That changes everything. I can argue by the end of this year, we'll be saying this division, no division has two better teams at the top than the AFC West with KC and the Chargers. Can't wait for it. My guess is Denver has a couple holes to fill. They got to get an edge rusher. They got to get another weapon. I think they need some depth at corner and running back and safety. I don't see them moving up. And I do think Bo Nix and Michael Penix will both be available. But you can't go too far back because the Raiders are right behind you and they need a quarterback and they may like Bo Nix. So your gut feeling right now, Caleb 1, Jaden Daniels 2, that's what I've heard. What have you heard?
Absolutely. But then you have Drake May, then you have J.J. McCarthy, who, depending on who you talk to, you might get an entirely different answer. McCarthy, the winning pedigree, the upside as an athlete, a former hockey player, the toughness, all he does is win. Two state titles, a national title in high school at IMG, a national title, third winningest college quarterback ever. And then you have Drake May, the upside through the roof.
Big, 6'4". Tall moves.
Yeah, you talked a couple weeks ago, Justin Herbert type of talent.
Yeah.
But a little bit more raw, maybe a little more green. And then Bo Nix, 63 career starts. And then Michael Penix. At Indiana, they're horrible, gets them to number 7 in the country, takes Washington to the national championship. Oh, he's 24 years old. Well, so is Bo Nix. Yeah. Brees was 23. Who cares?
Right.
Can you play? Those guys can all play, in my opinion. I think they're all really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if Nix quite has the same ceiling, but there's a lot of really, there's a lot to be said about a high floor and a guy that can play pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Bo Nix can play first week. There's no question. 61, 62, 63 college starts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
All right, NBA playoffs have begun. Warriors are already out. They're the last dynasty the NBA had. Denver has potential to be a dynasty, but they'd have to win again this year, and they'd have to be close next year. So the Warriors have been the talk of the league and the ratings driver in the NBA for the last 10 to 12 years, and it's kind of over, sort of over. Is it over? We're not sure if it's over. Steve Kerr addressed Clay, Steph, Draymond, rebuilding the roster.
Rarely is it storybook, you know. I mean, even the 96 or 98 Bulls, you know, team was broken up and we won the championship in our last year, but there was a documentary about what a disaster the whole thing was. It's impossible for this stuff to, you know, to end perfectly. I do think there is a lot of value, in, as I just said to Tim, and in, you know, our three guys being Warriors for life. I really want to see all of them, you know, finish their careers here.
Yeah, I mean, that's storybook. But here's the truth about it. Go look at the last 5 years for the Warriors. You got one title. I'll get to that in a second. But three times you missed the playoffs in 5 years, and once you were out in the semis after the second round, right? So, and let's deep dive the championship season, because I would argue a lot went your way. You were a veteran team. Steph, Draymond, Clay, Wiggins. The redemption tour for Wiggins with one of the best coaches ever, Steve Kerr. But in round one, you faced the Nuggets. Yeah, Jamal Murray was hurt, and Michael Porter had a torn ACL. Those weren't the Nuggets. No two G's with that Nuggets team. Okay, they just weren't. No Porter, no Jamal Murray. Next round, you beat Memphis. Immature Memphis. Their best player was 22-year-old Ja Morant, who unraveled. The next round, you beat Dallas. That was 23-year-old Luka with no number two option, no Kyrie, okay? And then you beat the Celtics, and it looked like first few games in that series, Boston was better, but they were kids. Tatum was 24. So you faced young Luka, young Ja, Denver without Murray or Porter, and young Jason Tatum. These guys were just not ready for prime time yet. Now the Celtics appear to be. Denver's at full strength. Forget Memphis, now OKC's the young, better team. But I think when you really step back and look at it, 5 years, they've missed the playoffs three times. It's hard to miss the NBA playoffs. It really is. Now, the West is better than the East. It's tough. The stars all align for the championship series. And that happens. It's not like they didn't earn the rest of them beating the very best teams at their best. But that was the run where they were facing kids and a Denver team that fell apart physically. So four of the five seasons indicate you got to have a reboot here. You can't be bringing the band back together. They're not ready for a world tour. They can give you one good night. They can give you one great night at the Sphere in Vegas. They're not a world tour anymore. They just don't have the legs. Here's Jordan with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, Colin, let's start in the NFL. Last time I was here, the Texans and Bills had a blockbuster trade, sending wide receiver All-Pro Stephon Diggs to Houston. Josh Allen now loses his top target from each of the last four seasons, and yesterday he talked about the move.
It's definitely hard to part ways with a guy that's been very instrumental in our success here over the last 4 years, and obviously I wish we can keep everybody. We've made a lot of changes this offseason, lost a lot of veteran leadership, Steph being one of them. I guess that's the nature of the business, and going into year seven now, it's just kind of is what it is. You know, I don't get paid to make changes on the team. I get paid to be the best quarterback that I can be and try to lead the guys on this team.
Colin, Brandon Bean, the GM of the Bills, said we can still have success without a true number one wide receiver. Remember, Gabe Davis also gone, good player.
Yeah.
So right now, really, their top targets are Dalton Kincaid,
yeah,
good young tight end, and Khalil Shakir at Boise State.
Yeah, I think a star number one receiver is a bit overrated. So I could argue that the Randy Moss Patriot teams, that's the only group that didn't win titles.
That's true.
Right, like those were the great teams. I think sometimes when you have a star receiver, you know, you got to give star receivers attention and touches. I mean, the best receivers in the league right now, Devontae Adams, right now, and he's vocal. So I don't think you have to have a number one receiver. I think what you have to have is multiple receivers who are at least in the two space. T. Higgins, mm-hmm. Puka Nacua, maybe a one, but that kind of player. So I can argue if they drafted two receivers and they both became really solid twos, you can win a Super Bowl. You can't, as currently constructed, get into many shootouts in the AFC. And remember, the AFC is going to be different. Aaron Rodgers back. Justin Herbert, great coach.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow back. Aaron Rodgers back. So last year was the year. Kansas City had no offensive firepower, averaged 17 points a game in the regular season. That's all going to change. So last year was the opening. Baltimore, by the way, all their young talent, all their young receivers, probably get better. So I think it's one of these things. And your receiver, running back, cornerback is a position you can draft and guys can hit immediately. Either you can run a route and get open or not. You know, cornerback, either you can cover a guy on the edge or you can't. So I do think what they need is available, productions available immediately in the draft at wide receiver and corner. But you got to hit on them.
Yeah, they pick late in the first. I wouldn't be surprised if they moved up a little bit to get another receiver. I think they're going to take two receivers in this class, to your point. But just for reference, Stephon Diggs, 100-plus catches, 1,100-plus yards, 8-plus TDs in each of his four seasons. I mean, that's all
and,
pro.
And the gap between him and Gabe Davis, substantial.
Yeah, and so now he's gone.
So you really have one number two to three receivers.
Kincaid is basically a slot, a big slot.
Yep.
He's going to be really good.
Yeah, he
and
is
James
good.
Cook can catch the football in the backfield, but they need more.
Yep.
And the whole point of saying, oh, well, Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill. I love Josh Allen, but Mahomes is a unicorn. He's the best maybe we've ever seen. So I'm not ready to say that's just going to happen again.
Right.
Second story. NFL draft, we are less than a week away. Jim Harbaugh's Chargers hold the fifth overall pick next week. They have been viewed as a strong trade-down candidate throughout the draft process. Yesterday, their new GM, Joe Ortiz, discussed the factors that would go into such a trade.
They have to make it attractive for us to move away from those players. You know, the whole it's a fair trade, it's a wash. I don't think that's a trade that we're interested in. We believe we have the first pick of the draft. I know there's going to be four picks that go before us, but we believe that, you know. And if four quarterbacks go, we believe strongly that we have the first pick of the draft. So what are teams willing to give us? Now, obviously, we know it's the fifth pick, and people are going to be trading on that, you know, scope. But, it's got to be a good value for us.
Yeah, they have taken several calls. They have yet to get, I'm told, an offer.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken calls. I still think Minnesota went and got the 23rd pick in the first. So I think Minnesota giving them, only moving down to 11, getting another first. They would probably demand a next year first, which again, if Minnesota, which is a pretty stacked offensive roster, would give up another first, I think they'd be fine. Because that first pick usually is best served getting a great edge rusher or a quarterback.
Sure.
Otherwise, you can get
a great lineman, great tackle.
Yeah, but most positions in this league, there's a lot of talent. Like quarterbacks, left tackles.
Yeah.
Cornerstones. Those are a lot of top 12 picks. So I think Minnesota's the team to look at.
Yeah, Joe Ortiz comes from Baltimore. Their entire organization is built really on trading back in the draft, acquiring more draft capital. They're at five now, the Chargers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be. I'm going to throw a team out there. I wouldn't even be surprised if potentially they did business with the Jets, who are at 10, and I know want another wide receiver for Aaron Rodgers. Joe Douglas goes way back in Baltimore with Ortiz. So that's something to maybe watch out for. To your point, they got to be wowed to trade back. Fifth pick is pretty valuable.
Denver and the Raiders may move up, but they're in the same division.
Sure.
So you're not going to give massive draft capital to a division rival. So it feels like Minnesota, Arizona's got two first-round picks, but they're above them in the draft, so they don't want to do that. So the teams that have two first-round picks, Chicago doesn't need to. Arizona doesn't need to. Minnesota does potentially. So I mean, if Drake May goes third and New England takes a quarterback, then... So I think Minnesota is going to sit there, and it's all situational. Minnesota's going to sit there and go, okay, it's one of these guys' fault. But if Drake May, if it goes Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and all of a sudden Minnesota's like, okay, now we're not going to mess around. We know that the Giants can take a quarterback. That we know Arizona won't. We know the Chargers don't. But I think Minnesota's just going to wait. Now, if Drake May starts falling,
right.
I think Minnesota just stays put, and says, we may not have to go up to five.
Yeah, but someone could jump then.
Potentially. But I think you sit and wait. You know, maybe the Giants is
Giants are... I feel like it's receiver for them. I do. If today, I would say that would be my lean. It's six.
All right.
You know? And finally... NBA playoffs, where the Clippers and Mavs meet for the third time in five seasons. Kawhi Leonard continues to deal with a knee injury, and his status for game one on Sunday against Dallas is questionable. Colin, the Clips have won the previous two playoff series versus the Mavs, but Luka Doncic and Dallas really, really hot right now.
Well, what the Mavs have done, they've solved, Luka has solved the Kyrie drama, and they're also playing real defense, which was always the huge issue. Luka's become a better defender, so I'm going to take Dallas in this series. Top of next hour, 32 minutes from now, I'm going to make my NBA playoff picks, soup to nuts, top to bottom, basement to penthouse, all the way through. I feel like right now, the Clippers are a little lost, and the Mavericks have found everything they need. So I don't necessarily think the last 2 weeks of the season, you got to be careful about NBA winning streaks late. Some teams are tanking, and other teams are resting their stars, their veteran stars. So when teams get really hot, like the Sixers got really hot at the end with Embiid, well, who are you playing? How many are real wins? But Dallas has been playing well since, you know, like January.
Yeah.
February. So that's a whole different ball game. They've found a rhythm, and I'm going to take Dallas to win this thing in six.
I got five.
I wouldn't shock
me. Five.
Jordan with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
You know, it's funny. People generally don't like change. They freak out. I'm old enough to remember when we changed the speed limit to 55 to 65 miles an hour. Everybody freaked out in this country. Everybody's going to die. Well, car manufacturers built better cars, and car deaths actually went down. We do this. Legalized pot. It's going to ruin everything. No, it made some revenue for states. We're all going to be okay. Same-sex marriage. Yeah, this, that. We're all going to be okay. People don't like change. And to a much lesser degree, those are not analogous with sports, but to a much lesser degree, it's the same in sports. Transfer portal is going to ruin everything. NIL is going to ruin everything. No, it's not. I would say the transfer portal, frankly, it's a little overrated. LSU, Colorado, and USC leaned on it heavy. It didn't really work for any of them. So Deion Sanders has had 14 players and counting transfer out of Colorado in recent weeks, including a five-star corner from Florida, Cormani McClain. And so what I have learned over the last couple of years watching the transfer portal, 90% of the players you either lose or you get have no impact. Just like 55 to 65, there's no real impact. Just get places faster. The kids that enter the transfer portal, especially those that enter it more than once, they're not really leaders. They're not foundational pieces. They're guys that are unhappy somewhere or want to get happier somewhere else. And they have the right to do that. But it's almost like you can make money day trading on Wall Street, but you're better buying stocks and holding them, investing in your 401k. Get rich quick schemes. Day trading doesn't really work. Lots of movement. It doesn't really work. It's not the volume of moves. It's making some really smart quality moves and holding in the stock market. Lincoln Riley's been at USC now, what are we, 2.5, 3 years? They've had over 35, I mean, I don't even know how many players. It's got to be over 35 or 40 transfers in and out of the program. Minimum. could be 50. They've had one great player, Caleb Williams, and one excellent player, Jordan Addison, of 50 moves. Guys leaving, coming, going, staying. 50 moves. One superstar quarterback and a really good NFL receiver. That's it. Everybody else, not a foundational piece, not a team leader, not turning losses into wins. Some of them are nice players. Half have zero impact. Ohio State, I mean, this is the transfer portal. Ohio State, top three football program most of my life in America. I think they're going to win the Natty this year. Lost a quarterback, a starting quarterback, because he wasn't guaranteed the starting job the next year. Had a chance, probably a favorite, to win it, but wasn't guaranteed. He went to Syracuse, a basketball school. Ohio State to Syracuse? Hello? Hello? Pick up the white courtesy phone. I don't get, well, hello, what's going on here? Because he wasn't guaranteed he was going to start. And I'm not blaming the kid. He wanted to start. You got to start. Got to get reps to get to the NFL. But Deion Sanders has a really good sales pitch. But most kids want to play semi-close to home. So if you convince a Florida kid, hey, come out to Colorado. Mountains are beautiful. And all of a sudden, winter, it's cold. Misses mom and dad, misses friends. You know? I mean, if you were hiring somebody, ask yourself. Let's say you start a small company, you start hiring people. Wouldn't you be a little suspicious if you looked at a resume and they had five jobs in 7 years? Why can't they stay anywhere? I've talked to coaches about this. If a player has already transferred once, they're very, very suspicious. If he's already transferred twice, it's like, no thanks, hard pass. Coaches are like, if a kid's already transferred twice, he wants to transfer a third time, you're just inheriting a problem. You're just bringing a problem into the program. And again, I am for mobility. I am for the transfer portal. But like any change in society, 55 to 65 miles an hour, legalizing pot, everybody freaks out. And the transfer portal, you know, if you go look at who won the national title last year, it was Michigan. And do you know why Michigan won the national title? Those offensive and defensive lines, those were built through high school recruiting and playing week after week, game after game, year after year together. It wasn't J.J. McCarthy. It was that O-line, all NFL guys, and that D-line. And those were overwhelmingly built through high school recruiting and playing together for years. Here was Deion this week on the portal.
What happens with the portal, man, and you guys need to know, a lot of people are fighting for backups. When a guy's a starter and he transfers, you got to really think about that. I mean, is he really that? I don't know how many starters have really transferred around the country. I think we got some coming in from visits pretty soon, maybe even this weekend. But we can attract those type of players, but I don't think we're losing those type of players. And if we do, we're good.
We're all going to be okay. Foundational pieces, leaders, stars, they mostly stay where they're at. If they have a little trouble, have to fight, climb uphill, they'll do it. That's why they're leaders.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
So NBA playoffs this weekend. A lot of people like the Knicks over the 76ers. I think Philly's got a really good roster. I think they have two stars, Embiid and Maxey. The Knicks have one. I also think they have length, a bench. They're playing really, really well right now. I think the Knicks are really Jalen Brunson dependent. You don't have to have great teams to have a great series. Great drama comes out of two evenly matched teams. Pacers, Bucks, I think it's going to go seven games. Knicks, Sixers, I think it's going to go 6 to 7 games. I'll take Philadelphia. At the top of the hour, I'll make all my picks. I think Phoenix, Minnesota is a fantastic series. Phoenix matches up well with the T-Wolves, beat them three times this year, all double digits. So again, you don't have to have a great team to have a great series. That's some really tasty first-round matchups. And with that, Albert Breer is joining us live, Monday Morning Quarterback. Okay, so the talk today, Elliott Wolf, who's sort of de facto GM now for the Patriots, is saying, hey, we'll do anything. I think there's two schools of thought, one of them being just get your quarterback in-house, just get him. You don't have to play him. But there may not be another Drake May next year, and there's an argument to be made. There won't be right now. So your take, your feeling on what New England's going to do?
Well, there are a lot of voices in that room, and I would say there's support for J.J. McCarthy, there's support for Drake May, and I think one thing that's sort of telling is the Michael Penix 30 visit. They had him in a few days ago, and that was a late add. Initially, the Patriots had planned to just have the three in, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. And you might ask, what's the significance of the timing of adding Michael Penix to the list? Well, and my understanding is they did that to prepare themselves for the chance they could trade down. I don't think it's a likelihood right now, Colin, but they're trying to kind of put each potential possibility up against one another. You know, Minnesota, I think, is a team that could come up for Drake May. The Giants are a team that could come up for Drake May. So I feel like pretty good that Drake May is going to go third overall. I think the likelihood is to the Patriots, but I wouldn't rule out a team like the Vikings or Giants coming up for him either.
Okay, Sean Payton's in year two. He's got $60 million in dead cap space, and they need a quarterback. Bo Nix probably available at 12. But you could probably move back a couple slots and probably still get him at 14, 15, maybe. A lot of people see him late first, early second round player. But to me, now that Herbert has Harbaugh and Mahomes still has Andy Reid, you got to get a quarterback. You got to get a quarterback, and you got to get a quarterback because you're paying those guys. If you get a quarterback and you're not paying him for 4 years, then you can build your roster against the Chargers and against the Chiefs. So right. To me, what you've got to be able to do, you got to win the roster because you're not going to find a Mahomes or Herbert probably at the 12 spot. What do you think the Broncos do?
So here's what's complicated about the Broncos' position is that they for the next 2 years, they're still going to be carrying pretty heavy cap charges for Russell Wilson.
Yep.
What does that mean? Well, that basically cancels out the opportunity to have the rookie contract advantage with your young quarterback. So if they draft the quarterback this year, then over the next 2 years, they really won't have the built-in advantage of having that young quarterback on the rookie contract. So do you delay it a year? That's something they've talked about. I think in the end, this really comes down to how Sean Payton himself sees the prospects. You know, obviously they're going to be out of range to get Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and probably Drake May too, but they've done work on the other guys. They sent a contingent. Sean Payton was part of that contingent to Ann Arbor to work out J.J. McCarthy. On top of that, they had Michael Penix in for a 30 visit. A lot of people in the league think that if Bo Nix is going to go in the first round, it would have to be to Denver.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with them being the only team that might be in that mix. I think the Rams could be a sneaky team for Nix as well. I do think it's something that they're considering and turning over rocks on. And to some degree, we're all prisoners of our own history. And I know the experience of 2017 does stick with Sean Payton. That year he loved, and I'm sure he's told you this, Colin, Patrick Mahomes. And they were sitting there at 11, thought they were going to get him. Andy Reid winds up trading up from 27 to 10, steals him out of their laps. They wound up with Marshawn Lattimore, a good player. But if Mahomes is the 11th pick to New Orleans, Sean Payton might still be there.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's a guy he loves, I don't think he'll be shy about being aggressive to go and get that guy. And they are doing the work on all the guys outside of Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. I think this will really ride on Sean Payton's quarterback evaluation, and I don't think they'll view it as the end of the world if there's not one that they're motivated to move up for.
So teams like the Giants are fascinating because I think they could do seven or eight things. Minnesota feels yep. like the team that's poised to move up. Offensively, they've got their yep. tackle, their back for a year, their quarterback, their weapons, their tight end. You know, they could use maybe another edge rusher, but you can get those. It's a good edge rusher draft. Everybody in the league could use another corner. Again, plenty of those.
Yep.
Is there a team to you most poised to move up? It feels like Minnesota, right?
Yeah. So four teams have investigated moving up there in the quarterback market. I mentioned the Giants. You know, I think it would be for May if they moved up. You mentioned the Vikings. The Raiders have investigated it. I don't know if that happens. That might be more Jaden Daniels specific. And then the Broncos have kicked tires on it as well. So those would be the four teams I would look at, you know, as potential to move up for a quarterback. But they're not the only teams that have investigated moving up. There are some teams that are looking at the idea of moving up for offensive skill players. Indianapolis at 15, Jacksonville at 17. Those teams could move up for receivers. Indy could move up for Brock Bowers. So I think because of the offensive talent at the top of the draft, you could see some movement with some teams going up, not just for the quarterbacks. But you asked about the quarterback specifically. I think a lot of that movement's going to ride on whether or not New England sticks at three and picks. I think the likelihood, again, is that they stick at three and pick a quarterback. And if that happens, of course, the value of the fourth pick for Arizona goes up. The Cardinals right now, my understanding is they're driving a pretty hard bargain for that fourth overall pick, and I think the Chargers would be open to trading at six as well. So I think there's going to be a good amount of movement a week from tonight. The quarterback movement could hinge on what happens at three, and then I think later in the top 10, you could have some movement for some of the skill guys.
By the way, why did it leak this week that Belichick's interested in the Cowboys? Why did that suddenly? Was that because Belichick was getting clobbered in the documentary?
Good reporters, man. Good reporters. Seth and Don and Jeremy did a nice job with that story, right? Like, so I don't know that. I think that's more a result of, you know, weeks of work by those guys, I would say. But it is interesting that all three of those teams are in the same division. Yeah. I know Bill wants to coach.
You do.
So, you know, the idea of getting him out there in the 2025 market, if you're in Bill's camp, makes sense because it can materially affect the way a season goes. I mean, look, if you have three teams in the same division, right, like not all those teams can win it. And someone's probably going to be outside of the playoffs looking in. And all three of those teams, feel like they should be in the playoffs in 2024. So it puts pressure on the guys in those spots, of course, Brian Daboll, Nick Sirianni, and Mike McCarthy. And at the end of the day, you know, we talk about, you know, Belichick's market. Well, pressure inside those cities to make a move on Bill Belichick, to go get Bill Belichick, you know, can affect the way, you know, a guy's market goes. And so, you know, certainly something I think we'll all be watching. I view it as similar to Sean Payton being unemployed, you know, a couple of years ago. The year he was sitting on the sideline, we were all speculating on where he was going to go in 2022, right? I think it'll be the same sort of thing with Bill this fall, where he hovers over a couple of jobs where guys are on the hot seat.
Yeah. Good stuff, Albert Breer, Money Money Quarterback. Thanks, Albert, as always.
All right, thanks, Colin.
Yeah, there's very rarely is there a great job. The Chargers job with Herbert and all your draft picks, now a couple fours, that's a really high-end job. Matt LaFleur getting Aaron late in his prime, no chaos, good draft and develop franchise, Green Bay, very good job. Cowboys job for all the dysfunction, you know, Dak's capable, good old aging O-line, Dallas, Jerry's willing to spend money when he has it on the cap. So those are three really good jobs. Most jobs aren't good jobs. I mean, Washington Commanders have a new owner. Your O-line's bad. You're going to go with the rookie quarterback. I do think the way, though, for Denver, you're not going to get a Mahomes or a Herbert where you're drafting. And there may not be one in this draft except Caleb Williams. So how do you beat those teams? You beat them with a better roster. And because Mahomes is making a ton and Justin Herbert's making a ton, there's going to be limitations on the Chargers-Chiefs roster. The way to win that division is you get a Bo Nix or you move down and you hit on your draft picks. And after this year dead cap, you start loading up. You hit on some draft picks and you start loading up in the roster because you got some space. But it's not easy, by the way. You got six. You can't do it this year, even when you draft the quarterback because of the Russell Wilson thing. But when you're in a division with a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes or a Justin Herbert, you know, an elite quarterback, you're not going to get a better quarterback. That's you're out of that. Okay, there's only about seven guys. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Good luck, Cleveland. Good luck, Pittsburgh. But what you can do, that's why Pittsburgh went on Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. They're free. They're essentially cheap. So Pittsburgh's like, okay, we can build a better roster than Cincinnati and Baltimore. We won't be as good at quarterback, but I wouldn't be surprised if Pittsburgh doesn't draft another quarterback this year. Yeah, that's because once you get in a division and you have a Lamar Jackson or a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes or a Herbert with Harbaugh, you're not going to get a better quarterback than that. There's like five, at any one time in my life, there's five to six great quarterbacks, indisputably. Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen, Burrow. Matt Stafford, Burrow, when he's healthy. I think Herbert with Harbaugh, you're going to go.
So six, seven guys, tops.
My whole life, that's what it was.
That's it.
You get six. And if you don't have it, the way to do it is get a B quarterback to B+ or A- on a rookie contract and spend. That's how you got Jared Goff to the Super Bowl. The minute you paid him, you had to get a different quarterback. Hour two is coming up. I'll make my NBA picks, Bruce Feldman, too. It's a Friday, live in L.A. It's The Herd.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.